Let's go down this list one time just to make sure we're all in the same place here. We're gonna go through all. I need an actual confirmation loudly that you are here. Chris Dawson.
I am here.
Marjorie. No Marjorie. Christine Mahoney.
Yes.
Michelle is no longer in position. Matt Carcella. Not here. Kathy Shields.
Here.
I'm thinking I got him. Okay, thank you. I was like,
Marjorie.
Marjorie's
Hi.
Here. Got it. Tanya.
Here.
Sorry, let me correct Marjorie. Imani.
Here.
Jeremy is here. She's Sue Wilcox.
Bingo.
Yahtzee. Not here. Kevin is out on vacation. Leslie Person. Jalar is here. Laura Johnson Kelly.
Here.
Randy.
Here.
Dustin.
Here.
Vacant. Oops, sorry. Gary, I know, is here. Shelly. No Shelly today? Oh, no. Please hear. Tammy Shapiro.
Here.
Sound like there's a taco going on. Bruce.
Good morning.
Hello. Peggy and Herf.
Herf is here.
Okay, gotcha. Like, as long as there's one, then we're good. All right, yep. We do have quorum. We do have quorum, if everybody was wondering. Okay, let's go on. Let's move on. First order of business. Sorry, I just lost my agenda. First order of business is going to be, as soon as I pull it up, we don't have minutes to approve today. There was an issue, so we're not going to do that. Are there any late additions to the agenda, things that are not currently on the agenda that need to be discussed?
I was wondering about replacing me on the Campus Welfare Committee, the University Assembly Campus Welfare Committee. Bring that up because I'm resigning from that.
Yes, we did talk about that at exec briefly. We're probably not going to fill that today. We won't get to it, but we're going to leave that for the new people who are elected.
Okay.
To fill those seats. Other items? No? Yes? Taking that as a no? Great. Committee reports. Carrie, I'm going to skip yours because you have a whole presentation. if that works for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Employee Education and Development Committee. Marjorie.
Hi. Yes. So we were able to schedule three HR members or reps to come to our next meeting next Wednesday and be one civilly. So we hope to talk to them about what is available as regarding educational benefits as well as professional development. And it's going to be a time for us as a committee to have clarifications and also offer questions. So for members here, if you have questions or issues that you need to clarify or clarification before we move forward, send them to me. And if you have any of your constituents that have issues, send them to me, and then we will present them to the HR members at our committee meeting next Wednesday. We just feel that we need a conversation with them before we can really move forward with any major recommendations or suggestions. So that's all.
Questions for Marjorie? Sounds good. Good job. No questions for Marjorie? Okay.
Nope. And then I'll send out a reminder, and if any of you are more than welcome to come to. So.
Fantastic. Employee Welfare Committee, Laura.
No report right now.
No report. Elections Committee, Dustin.
So I think you simply noticed that the elections rules did get approved. Just looking to see if we can get the official count for the record of votes.
So I sent out the email I sent to everyone that says results in the subject line, has the final vote in that email. Did everybody get that?
I got it.
Okay. It needs to be documented for the minutes or historical, right?
Individual.
It just needs to be stated in a meeting so it goes in the minutes.
Okay.
Did you catch that, Ulysses?
I did not.
So Pam was asking that the official counts be stated for the record during a meeting.
Okay, give me 2 seconds and I will search my email for that email unless somebody has it readily available that says.
Should we move on to the next committee report while you do that?
It's 11:06.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. So by a vote of 11, so the email says good morning, by a vote of 11-0-6, the recommendation is approved.
Is approved.
Okay,
great.
Any voting member, again, who did not submit a vote was counted as an abstention. Just so everybody's aware. So is that good for folks? Pam, is that good?
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
No worries. Dustin, and you, for you and Carrie, are there any other updates on communications as far as putting, sending the notice out, what we're actually doing in terms of what will take place, just so everybody's aware if you want to let people know?
Yeah, so we've been working with Gina in the office to get the communications notice out. Last thing I heard from Gina and Carrie is that we're ready to start moving forward. She has the working on the links, correct? So I think we're good to go.
Folks, just so you all know, we will be conducting elections at our next meeting, which the 16th, is that right? Sounds right.
18th.
Close enough. Well, I'm losing days here, slowly but surely. Blood pressure.
It's that California life.
Yeah. The struggle right now. On the 18th, we will be voting. The way elections will work, based on the charter, is that the candidates who are successful in submitting their materials will be notified that they're successful. They will come to this meeting. They will be able to give you all. It'll be exactly like our committee elections. They'll be able to give you all a statement. You'll be able to question them, and then we will vote at that meeting on approving the candidate. Is everybody clear on that? Okay.
Did a call for candidates go out yet?
That's when you just said we're going out tomorrow.
Okay. I didn't see anything and I just want to make sure it didn't go clutter because I know someone wants to run.
Yes. Grassroots movements would be great if you all could really help muster some support for a lot of these positions. We know that there are interested folks in CALS who already are going to run for the CALS seat. There are folks, the veterans group has already sent somebody. I believe the disability group has somebody, but the other seats are, we haven't heard anything yet. So maybe we'll get some folks when this communication goes out, but any additional coaxing you all can do to your colleagues, that would be very helpful. Questions about elections before we move on? Taking that as a no. I can't see you. Personnel Policy Committee, Sue, who I think I owe 2 emails to.
Oh, yes, you do. Okay. We met last Thursday as a group with Gordon, Alan Bishop, and Lauren Jacoby. And Gordon gave a presentation about the New York State paid family leave that's coming about as the first of the year. It's mandatory for every business in New York State. I'll give you the meeting note. I gave you the meeting notes, Ulysses, and my group, but I can CC everybody. It'll be on the web here shortly once I figure that out. Thanks, Pam. It's an improvement on current parental leave and discussions to replace the parental leave with this program. I don't know, how much do you want me to discuss about this? Because I would rather have Gordon come here and go over the program.
That's fine, if that's, especially if that's the recommendation. Jeremy, I believe we have a date for Gordon. Am I correct on that?
We do, and I don't have it up in front of me right now, but
it's at 11-1, and okay. He's going to be talking about the diversity issues.
Right, the resolution.
And he said that he could combine the two, if you're okay with that.
That's fine. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, so I won't go into this in depth. I'll let him do that as the human resource guy.
She's like, punt.
Unless you want to know more about it, and then I'll if you want to meet with me, I can tell you more about it.
It's gonna
affect everyone.
I mean, I'll read the notes, but if anybody has any questions for you now, this would be the time to ask.
Riveting. Okay.
Well, hard to ask questions without not having information.
Oh, that's true. You know. It's a plan that's for New York State, and it's a
it's legislation will be required by New York State. The deduction for the average salary, I think they peg average.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, it's not based on salary. It's a whole specified dollar amount, right?
Yes, it's going to be about an average of $1.65 a week out of your paycheck. It's eligibility is for anyone that's full time and part time, and it's a supplement with accruals to receive full pay, but not so when you're out and you have maternity or parental leave, or if you have adult leave, family care and that thing.
It's not your personal injury. Right.
So
basically, FMLA. It's a replacement for that, but it's better because it goes longer.
Paid FMLA.
And it pays more.
Yeah.
It's a paid benefit.
So it's 12 weeks of 67% pay, but that's on non-taxable income.
And is that for both endowed and statutory?
Yes.
Cool.
Yep.
It's not financially sustainable.
I know. I wish I had it when I was pregnant, having a kid. But yeah, so that it'll be in two more meetings, and Gordon will be here to go over the program.
Okay, so we'll have Gordon make sure he goes pretty far in depth on this, and then you all can ask some specific questions. Sue will get the minutes, posted on the web, and I'll let the rest of the assembly encourage you all to take some time and read those notes once they get posted, and kind of brief yourself on the subject matter, and then ask, either formulate some specific questions for Gordon or send some things to Sue beforehand, and we can have them kind of prepared for that meeting. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Staff recognition, awards, and events committee, Tanya.
Two things. Called a committee meeting, and unfortunately, due to a bunch of things, only two members joined me. So we talked a lot about those up for awards, but didn't feel it appropriate for just three of us to make a decision. So I'll be sending out another call to the committee. Resending information and asking them to give their top choices via email, since been a little difficult to get everyone together. So that needs to go out, and I've been a little busy, so I haven't gotten that done. As far as president's address to staff, that's the other thing going on right now. That is next Tuesday at 12:15. I hope everybody's going to be there. Yes, because I need your help. If folks can plan to arrive around 11:30 or as close as you can to that point, it would be appreciated. We'll need to make sure all the box lunches have been ordered. So participants, up to the first 300 participants, will get a sandwich, an apple, a bottle of water, and a bag of chips in a nice box to take away with them. We have vegetarian, gluten-free, and meat options. For people to partake in. The event is at Clarman Hall, and we'll also need, and I'll send out an email with all this, but we also need some folks to run microphones for questions. And Carrie, you're going to send information on how to do the online piece?
The questions, yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to add you to our system, so you'll have access to a page that shows all the questions that have come in, and it will update itself every 30 seconds, so you don't have to refresh or anything. You can just see what's rolling in. And we discussed in exec today the idea of putting together a handful of pre-made questions to sort of fill the gaps if there's a lull. So we're going to have those by Friday.
Awesome. That was going to be my other question. So will you share those questions? Because we can make sure whoever's mic running can have them, and they can just ask if we don't have anything to start.
Absolutely. I can also put them into the onto the page the online system. So
perfect. Thank you.
No problem.
Any other?
I have received a few questions about the staff recognition and awards. I wasn't really following, but I think the deadline was in April for submission. Is that right?
So it's always rolling submissions. We put out a call then, and rolling submissions. We haven't had great response.
Have we been in touch with the managers or anyone who submitted?
No, but I can reach out.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful. Mm-hmm. I think there's questions out there.
Yep. No problem.
And Tanya, are you coordinating with Cheryl McGraw?
So I thought we were, and they put their stuff out last year and ours wasn't on there. So I've got to revisit when they are doing theirs again.
Yeah, she's listed in our bylaws as an ex officio member of your committee. So I don't know if I'm pretty sure she's aware.
She was not on my list.
Okay, I don't know if she's made it to your list, but it would be good to reach out to her and coordinate that. So maybe we could get some structure to these awards. People aren't actually submitting, or we're not getting either enough nominations, or people don't know the timing. And she's pretty good at doing hers on her end. So, I mean, why not?
Yep. It's also, I'm just going to say, part of her job, and she has a whole group of people doing that. So that might be a difference a little bit there. And I just looked up, so Pam and I, neither one of us knew that Cheryl's ex officio on there. So we'll get her included now.
Okay. And Pam, you have a thought also? I see you wanted to speak.
I just wanted to, I'll follow up today to find out if the shirts and the name tags will be delivered in time, but I imagine that they will be. They were supposed to come, I think, by the end of this week. So I don't know if you want to kind of collectively all wear your new red employee assembly polos and have your name tags for the event to kind of, that's entirely up to you, but I just want to offer it. I can follow up with you or not, but it's an option.
I'm fine with that. I didn't know we would have them, so. Yeah.
So I can follow up with you and let you know, but then maybe, I don't know, black bottoms or khakis, or I don't know, something.
I'll be wearing my shirt if it's available.
Okay. It's just a thought. I mean, it might be a nice thing since the EA is sponsoring it, and then people can identify you as a representative and maybe spur some conversation or something. So.
Yeah, we've done that in the past. I just didn't think everybody had shirts. So.
Do you have name tags for us, or...?
Okay. They've been ordered, so they should be in by the end of this week. I'll follow up with our vendor and see if that's actually, you know, if the delivery will make it in time. But fingers crossed, that would be really a nice thing.
That would be great.
Right?
Here's to hoping that we can all coordinate. Yeah. Make my outfit selection a lot easier this year. Okay, any other questions for Tanya before we move on? Hearing none. Transportation Task Force, Christine, you just sent out notes.
I did. We had a meeting yesterday. The tone and tenor of the meetings have changed. They're very productive and collaborative. The RFP for the parking study, system study, anyway, it is released. They've invited me to review the RFPs. That review should happen before the end of the week, end of the month, which means the consultant will be on board sometime in November. Additionally, we further discussed the need for a comprehensive commuter transportation study. I don't know the name, comprehensive transportation study, I guess.
And so we will be drafting the committee and submitting for review a resolution to support that and advance that. I guess that's the highlights. There was additional discussion around some key concerns that have been raised, and we're advancing those. Next meeting will be a conversation around education and communication strategies. We're going to invite, there's someone in the police that transportation have been working with. They're going to come and talk to us, and I'm going to invite Carrie and Nancy. I think there's opportunities for us to get information out to employees in a way that helps bridge what is kind of a tenuous relationship.
Wonderful. Look at the, you better go head on. Thank you for taking this on. I know it's not the most fun thing to do, but you've really taken this on. So congratulations for moving this forward. Questions for Christine?
I have a question, her speaking.
Go ahead.
Peggy and I have been discussing this because the campus access as opposed to parking is an issue for the retirees. And we'd like to make sure that that is at least considered by the consultants that are in the plan for things to do. And I'm not sure what your committee meetings are, but if I could make one.
Sure.
Or Peggy would. But I think rephrasing it from parking to campus access is a subtle but really necessary change in the way of thinking about what we're talking about.
Thank you.
Other questions? Good point, by the way, Herb. Seeing no other questions, employee elected trustee, Chad. Is Chad in the room?
He's not.
Retirement engagement community, Herb, this is you, our committee.
Well, the Retirement Engagement Advisory Committee is an HR committee that we attended, Peggy and I did, as our role on EA, plus being, we're kind of in both houses, and we're on that committee from HR, and we're on EA, so. The report, the committee consists of faculty, so retired faculty, retired staff, HR representatives, and people from HR. Gordon is there, and the structure of the committee is kind of a loose group to oversee communications and other retiree issues. It is not part of the financial oversight of retiree stuff. But one of the things that's key, a very key issue for them is education of employees that are going to retire. And that doesn't mean people who are getting close to retirement. It means anyone who's working here. So if you've been here a day, at some point, you really should think that you're going to retire. So for benefits to try to provide some study materials and encouragement materials for people who are working here with an eye towards retirement is one of the things that they're trying to do, because they're looking at the success at having people buy into the retirement system. And I really mean literally buy, because if you take some money out of your paycheck every month, it does accrue, even if it's a lot, very little, and you get a tax break. So as Peggy said, I think the meeting before, you can put up to 27% of your pay. And if you get used to putting 10% away, it's free money, because it affects your taxes to the extent that the money costs you about 30 cents on the dollar. But in any case, long-term education, having a framework in place for the entire employee community to engage with retirement practices is one of their goals, because they felt that that's been important and something that hadn't been done. So the idea of the committee is to also advise HR on retiree support. So it's not being necessarily run by HR. There's feedback from the retirement community or people who are curious about retiring and what they could do. There's an avenue of communication. They're working on a new website, which is in beta testing now, and it'll be out in the spring to provide a lot of that. And So that's essentially what we're doing. We're talking about ways to do this and how to fix some things. We also discussed a little bit of what we discussed at the last meeting over management training for professors or others to make sure that people who are retiring can maybe provide some insight to the people who are starting new roles.
Nice.
So it's not me, it's the whole effort. The other thing is there, because the I don't know if it's clear, but the retirement community had a board which was dissolved because there was no new people on the board, and they were really getting kind of tired of it. The individuals were, not in a bad way, but it was just they couldn't find anybody to help them. And HR was concerned that the events and so forth were getting stale. So they, in talking with the board of the Cornell Retirees Association, they dissolved the board, and there's now an advisory committee for the Retirees Association, of which Michelle Arteby and Kathy Schaff are on, and Peggy and I are on. And it also includes some input from this board. And so one of the things is trying to update activities for retirees. And so I have a plug. They're having a rink event next week. Sorry, I don't have the date written down. But as so far, only just for retirees. So you can sign up. You can go to, you have a free seat at the game. There's a meet and greet with a few people, the coach and Mary Opperman in the founders room in the football building there. And so far only 18 retirees have signed up for it. So if you know retirees that would like to go, or if you know some that you can make go, that would be great, because they're trying to really change the focus of the things that are done in CRA.
Sounds good.
That's about it. They have changed to an all-digital newsletter, which has a 37% open rate, which is evidently high for a digital newsletter. But this way they can track how they're reaching out to the retirees community, so they're not doing it in paper anymore.
That's progress.
That is it.
Interesting. Thank you for this. Couple things. Is it possible, Carrie? Oh, maybe not right now. No, I'm not gonna suggest that to you right now, just because I don't think retirees are on the list, our mailing list, and also because of timing, might not be a thing. I was gonna see if you could plug that event, but at least for the sake of getting feedback, Perf, if you wanted additional feedback about education around retiring, in the first part you mentioned, that is something we could plug in a future newsletter. And then maybe Marjorie also, if you want to with her and Peggy and kind of stay in the loop on your committee about what's going on there, that there might be some opportunity there for you all. So not that I'm volunteering more work for you, kind of sorta. questions for her? Hearing
you.
Oh, go ahead.
I was wondering if we know what the rate of review is or open on our communications are.
Carrie? Well, Carrie's going to touch on that partially in the next, in her segment.
What was the question? The rate of?
Open rate.
I do not have those stats yet for the previous email, but I can report on that next time, if that would help.
Yeah.
Sure.
Helpful. Perfect. Executive Committee, Jeremy, you want to take it?
Oh boy, we got a lot of things going on with exec. What we've discussed today was President's address and some of the logistics around that. The UA appointment to the CWC, elections, and some increased communication with the Office of the Assemblies.
I don't know what CWC is.
It's the Campus Welfare Committee. It's a committee of the University Assembly.
Yeah, it's a seat Laura mentioned earlier that she's resigning from. So we need to fill that, but we're going to fill it with the newly elected members. So I think a lot of you all in the room are pretty stretched when it comes to time commitment. So we want to make sure that we give the new members an opportunity to really get involved in different committees. Any questions for Jeremy or exec in general? You'll notice just on the agendas going forward, instead of doing a report from the chair, we're just going to have an executive committee report. Puts us on par with all the other committees, so that way there is a very clear communication to the rest of the body about what we have discussed in the meeting that takes place immediately before this meeting. so everybody's abreast of what we discuss. So just so you know. All right, if there is nothing else in terms of committee reports that we missed, then
yes? I actually have a question, Ulysses. Sure. Are you and Jeremy and the trustee still meeting with Mary? And can you update any on those conversations?
I'm so glad you said that. And now I realize that was supposed to be a point of discussion at our exec meeting. We
missed it entirely. Yep.
Totally missed it. We actually have a meeting tomorrow, actually. That's on the agenda. It looks like it's tomorrow at 1 is our leadership meeting with Mary. If there are topics that you'd like for us to discuss, typically it's kind of a free agenda. Unless she has something that she wants to talk about, and you have something you want to send, please do send that along to us. I have a feeling what we will be discussing largely is going to be, which I can mention here, around the Presidential Task Force on Inclusion and the representation of staff on that task force. It has not been determined from the president's office what the composition of that task force is. So we don't even know how many people are supposed to be on it. No worries, Pilar. Take care, Pilar. If you are interested in staying abreast of what's going on with that task force, I'm going to try to relay as much information as I can when I get it, but it's still very much in the works, and there's little communication from the president's office right now because they're still trying to figure it out too. As far as I know, they're still drafting the charge for the committee. So once we get more information, I can send it along. Maybe exactly we should also regroup via email because I realized we didn't talk about that today.
Yes, we should.
So let's
regroup. Will you be lobbying for an EA seat on that task force?
Absolutely. Oh my God, no, not a seat. There need to be multiple seats for staff in general.
Want to make sure.
Yeah. We are not, in Jeremy's resolution also, I believe it actually touches on that, not just the task force, but meaningful staff inclusion in the development of these initiatives. So it would make no sense for us not to be included. No, but
I have a question for clarification. What is the responsibility of the employee-elect trustee to report to us?
I literally wrote down when he was not here to give him a call because his obligation.
I don't know that he's ever been here. He's never been here.
A couple of times. Yeah.
Maybe we need to open it to
here. He's been here a couple of times. He has been here a couple of times, and he was the one who also suggested to us, remember when there was the discussion of the budget, that Paul Streeter come in. Who is going to come in? We have him scheduled as well. I'm going to give Chad a call because I'm also feeling some type of way that we're not getting regular updates from board activities, particularly as it pertains to staff. And I would personally like an update on the resolution we already passed about the board committee on forming the board committee on staff overall. So we'll talk about that with him. I also do know that, and Tammy can probably attest to this, that there's a lot going on in ANS right now, and I'm not sure how that has impacted his job, his timing for things, and if he has other obligations that have come up during this particular meeting time. So I'm not sure, don't want to make assumptions, but I'll give him a call so we can make sure we get it sorted out.
Ulysses, I'd also like to offer that if his schedule is such that he is unable to make the physical meetings, if he's able to give some presentation to the exec, we can present that during our exec presentation. Sure the information gets out.
Agreed. And also, I would also push, Carrie, this is as if I need to give you one more thing to do. It would also be good if we could get in our monthly newsletter a very brief kind of report statement from him about things that the board has discussed in their previous meeting. To be included in that so everybody knows that they have a direct connection there. Sure. We can talk about that too. That's not something you have to do today. I know.
No, but that's a good idea.
And for everyone, if you do have questions that you would like us to present during the leadership meeting, we do have, thanks to the Office of the Assemblies, an email address for the exec committee, ea-exec@cornell.edu. And that will go to all of us, so you don't have to email each one of us individually.
We can't email that.
You can.
Oh, you can now. Okay, because yeah. I was going to say you haven't been able to historically.
It's a new address. It's an EGA okay. That's a member of the exec committee list. So okay. If you email ea-exec@cornell.edu, it will go to all of the members of the exec committee.
Yeah, so Tanya, not the one you were using before. This is a new one. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I just know I would try to send to the executive.
Right. That's been a perennial issue. So yeah. Thankfully, the Office of the Assemblies has addressed that for us.
Thanks to the OA. All right. If there's nothing else, I'm going to give this over to Carrie for your presentation. Go for it.
All right. Well, I just want to run down a few things before I get into the poll results, just so I don't forget. In that way, if people want to discuss the poll, then we can just sort of have an open-ended thing until you cut me off, right? Okay. Just to reiterate a couple of things. So for the election, we had the 7 spots open, but really ILR, hotel, those are challenges to fill, or they have been historically. We have the under 5 years, and that should be pretty easy for everyone to find someone that's relatively new, right, to sort of talk this up. So when Ulysses mentions ground game, you know, like some grassroots encouragement for people to participate, that would be great. There's a newsletter coming, or not a newsletter, sorry, an election notice going out to all staff imminently. I don't know exactly when, but it's ready to go. Let's try to, if you can think of anybody that's suitable for any of those spots, please do share and encourage them. That email notice will include the new email address that we created or that Gina created for communicating with the exec board. And so that can be used for any questions. If anybody wants to learn more about what the whole thing entails, just please do encourage that. So then the president's address, we went over this in bits and pieces, but that's another one where if you have any opportunity to encourage your constituents to attend, please do. It's been posted on the event calendar. It's posted on Facebook. You can always encourage people to check out the Facebook page, but it's posted in those couple of places. It will be live streamed. It's posted on Cornellcast and also recorded for watching later. The live stream will be live captioned for accessibility, and then the recording will be closed captioned after that. So anyone that has concerns that they can't make it, they won't miss a thing. People can also submit questions in advance through Cornellcast. There's a little form and a special link for that. So, and all those links are in the events calendar posting. If you have any questions about any of that, just let me know. But please do encourage your folks to attend. So that's it on that. I rejiggered our schedule a bit, pushing back the next newsletter to give us time, because there really was not enough time to deal properly with the poll results and come up with a follow-up poll question to include in the newsletter. So without further ado, I'll just talk about the poll. Do you guys mind if I share my screen? Okay. All right. Let's see if I can get this working here. I just pulled a fresh report. We had a few submissions that weren't represented in the file that I uploaded to Box. So I'm going to update that the Box file with these latest results. And at this point, we're not taking submissions anymore for the poll. But so I'll update that and send the link to the box file so you guys all have this this sort of final version of the raw data. And just to be clear, this is not what we intend to send out publicly to constituents. This is sort of just overview of results, and it has the raw comments in it. So our intent is not to publish this exactly, but this is what we're working from. So we had 224 responses to the poll, and I'll be honest, I really didn't have any expectation. So I don't know yet if that's if I think it's good or bad, but you know, I'm happy about it. So that's all I can say about that right now. It'll be a good benchmark, put it that way, so we can see if we're doing better or worse or gaining interest as we go along. But so in case you guys didn't see the poll itself, the question was, what do you think the employees' top priority, the employee assembly's top priority should be this year? And you may or may not be surprised to see that it wasn't quite a landslide that maybe some were expecting with parking and transportation. Parking and transportation did get the most responses, 42, but diversity inclusion was right behind. So it was pretty even. And there was a lot of, I guess, balance between benefits and employee education and professional development. So you can see from the bar chart that there was no landslide here. It was a pretty mixed set of responses, and we did get a lot of really good substantive comments that we can you can look at in detail on your own. But I'll go over a little bit of it. So the official count was, just ignore these numbers, that doesn't mean anything. Parking and transportation, 42 responses. 41 people thought diversity and inclusion should be our first priority. 35 for employee education and professional development. 34 for benefits. 27 for health and wellness. 26 other responses, 10 for employee recognition, and 9 not sure. Among the other items mentioned, not surprisingly, salary increases, SIP. You can go through this in detail if you want, but there were a couple of that got at the overall sort of connection to the leadership of the university, which I think we also saw in the employee survey, the larger survey. A couple that were asking for expansion or application of benefits to what I didn't realize, that not all employees get the same benefits. So part-time or adjuncts or the people in those sorts of roles, whether it's true or not, there's a perception that some do not get access to the same benefits as everyone else. But there's a bunch of good stuff in here. Probably the most mentioned in the other category was SIP or salary, but it was a mixed bag. Did somebody say something?
No.
Sorry. Okay. So, and then in this report, in the summary here, I've broken down the comments based on what the priority was that the person indicated. And so we had a lot of really detailed comments on parking and transportation, cost of parking permits. That was a big one. The available spaces. So there are people who have permits for certain lots, and depending on when they come to work, there's nothing there. Or there are some lots that have been converted to pay Park Mobile. And so there's a mix of people using those lots more than just the employees that have the permit. There are another issue was that some people parking, especially in College Town, they park in the lot or in the spot and then don't move their cars. And I think this was referring to students because I know we have issues with that at 301 College Ave. But that when cars aren't forced to move on a daily basis, then when you get into the winter, there's maintenance issues and spots are lost due to snow and all that. But generally, another one that was mentioned several times was the ineffectiveness, I guess you could say, of the shuttle from A-Lot. That's a big one. That people seem to not mind parking in A-Lot, but that the shuttle comes, the frequency of the shuttle or the timing of it can add up to an hour to the total commute. And so it's just not looked, based on these comments, it becomes less of a viable option because it takes such a chunk out of the day. There was a lot of good stuff in here. Someone compared parking to getting a root canal. So there's a lot of good stuff. I won't go through everyone, but for those of you guys that are chairing committees that correspond to some of these priority areas that we identified in the survey, employee education, for example, I would love for you in the next couple of days to look over the results, specifically the comments here. And if you could just jot me, a few lines, whether any of this resonates with what you're already thinking of, working on. Basically, the next deliverable here is going to be a summary of results, which we'll publish and we'll feature in the next newsletter to staff. And so what I'm hoping to do is not necessarily regurgitate all these raw comments, but just basically to present the overall results and summarize the sentiment that's in the comments with also a summary of things that the various committees maybe working on, if there are any. I don't want to stretch it. I don't want to overpromise. But if there's anything tangible that we can say that's in the works or that has something to do with some of the concerns that came out, that's what I'd like to include. So if you have a chance to look this over and we can have a quick chat on the phone or a quick email. Whatever's easiest for you guys, if there's something that really sort of rings a bell. I don't know what more to say about that. But you can see there are a lot of really detailed comments in here. The one interesting thing that came out of the other options and the comments, just a small sort of thread that I noticed, because what I'm doing is tagging all of these text responses with topic areas so that we can then sort of pull sub reports to see, how many times this topic or that topic was mentioned. And one thing that came out was a perception that we as the EA sometimes are focused on our own personal quests and maybe not focused on what the employee body at large is thinks is important. So I found that to be sort of interesting and want to keep that in the back of our minds as we're deciding which resolutions to put forward, what to work on that we should really be thinking about. And this is one way of showing, if we can present these results and then show that we're taking action on the things that people think are important. I think that's one way of working to improve that perception. So that's the, I guess, current state of things. And we will be, I'm going to be asking the communications committee for their help to put together this summary because I can't do it all myself. So expect to hear from me on that. And then I've also been working, well, I can't say I've been working super hard, but I've been in contact already with Christine to connect the transportation task force and to this effort and figure out what to do is in the way of a follow-up poll. So that's the idea, is that we'll follow this up with a transportation and parking related question that either hopes to, you know, drill down further or, you know, that's still TBD, but I think we've already been in touch and that's in the works. So, with that, any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. So, was it 220 total responses or roughly somewhere in there?
Is that 224. What
okay. So I'm just concerned because this represents like 0.5% of employees at the university. I think right. Some of the things really match up, but I'm wondering how we get more, how we stack this up against like the engagement survey or things, just to make sure that we're not just looking at the concerns of 0.5% of employees. Do these match up with the rest of the campus? Because it's a right. Small sample size.
Oh yeah, of course. I'm with you on that. I don't know how to, all I can say is we can try and build awareness of it. You know, we've talked about when we have a summary of this poll. I do think, going back to your point, this is not the be all end all of feedback, right? So that's not my intent to present it as though it is. We already have the employee survey. Though, you know, there's not a lot of, I don't know that I found a lot of actionable stuff in there, and that may be just because we didn't have as much input in the questions. And actually, we're still waiting on sub-reports that we requested over the summer from the employee survey. So you know, I think it's just another, it's a tool, it's another thing to put in our bag of feedback. You know, I don't want to have anybody go crazy with these results, but maybe we may see the response grows a little bit once the awareness is increasing. So when we publish the summary, we talked about possibly publishing it on Facebook as well. To increase some awareness of it. And when we do that, we can pair that with a follow-up survey. We can pair that with a call for, you know, in case you missed it, we're still, our ears are open kind of thing. Like, we're always looking for feedback. So
I know the engagement survey teams need to submit their recommendations the 16th of this month. So I know there are a couple of us, Laura and Christy and I, who are sitting on those committees that maybe we could at least bring some of those recommendations, because some of the comments and things, the other stuff that came up in here are being addressed. And I just don't want us to kind of recreate some of the wheel that's already kind of in motion. So that might be useful for folks to see and look at. Like, there's a lot of conversation going on right now about recognition and SIP and merit increases and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot going on about belonging and stuff like that. So
you mean within the employee survey committees?
Yes.
In the way of a recommendation?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that would be, that's exactly what I was hoping to hear, is in the way of committee reports, committee actions. Let's include that. I mean, I don't intend it to be like a silo type of thing. So
Oh yeah, I just don't want you guys to have to recreate, and maybe for our next EA meeting, those of us who are on the committees, we can be on the agenda to report out so that the rest of the group knows what's going on, because we'll be done.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeremy.
Email you? Drop me an email.
I will.
I was going to say, note that, Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm going to get an email on that because that's going to be better for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think Carrie's point is also well taken in what she's saying is, again, not the end all be all, but this is what we discussed in our retreat. We needed a way to build engagement with the staff community. And a poll was just one suggested way. I know we're engaging more on Facebook, with Chris doing a lot more social media activity. So we're trying to get feedback from all types of venues. For all we know, we might be getting the same folks submitting these comments, that's fine. But we might be getting unique users too, or people who have not engaged before. So we're not, by no means do we want to say that EA is gonna all of a sudden take on all these things and disregard all the work that HR or anybody else is doing. We really do wanna continue, make sure that we're working in collaboration with everybody.
And the one last thing I'll throw out there is that as we're being inclusive to the campus community, we're doing a lot of stuff electronically, and how are we meeting the needs of the employees who aren't on their computers? So are we doing, like, it would be great for us to do a poll that people who go to time cards, custodial staff, grounds, that kind of stuff, that they could, you know, drop something. And I know that's more manual labor and work for us, but I think they're an important group that we.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, I was sort of like overly ambitious about what I might have already accomplished by this point. But originally I was hoping, and I know I mentioned at the retreat, hoping to, I even mentioned it in our university relations division meeting that we were hoping to do more diverse communications that would get at that group of people who aren't sitting at their computers checking email every 5 seconds like I do. So I hear you.
It might also behoove some of us who have offices to maintain a set of paper response forms outside of our office to say, if you've got something you'd like to bring up to the EA, drop it in my box, so that we can get feedback from just anybody who happens by. I think it might be an opportunity. In fact, I decided I'm going to do that when I get back to my office today. You know, the janitor comes to pick up my garbage, we'll have the opportunity to drop in a comment form for the employee assembly. One, it gives us a little more outreach, a little more visibility, and it gives us some more opportunities to take some of those responses from folks that we don't normally get to have that conversation.
Right.
So,
I think that's a good idea.
Sure.
In terms of response rate in general, though, I'm of the opinion that, you know, you have to start somewhere. And if we're able to demonstrate, and this again is, you know, if we're including some of the activities of the committees in support of the results, you know, or in response to the result, I think if we're able to demonstrate that we're acting on some of these things, you know, sometimes when people respond, even when they write to me personally, they say, I don't think you can do anything about this, but, or, you know, I don't think anything will come of this, but. And, you know, the idea is to demonstrate that something, that we are listening, at least, and that we're willing to take up some of these issues. And I think if we can demonstrate that visibly, then maybe more people will be willing to throw their hats in and give feedback because they think, you know, something may come of it. So, but that, I'm, you know, I'm an optimist generally, so.
Someday. And this does provide us more opportunities for outreach and just more data, which is great.
Right.
Any other questions or anything?
Thank you so much, Carrie, for this. I know it was a lot of groundwork to get this all put together and then to kind of get out the results, but I appreciate you doing this. It's much needed work on our end. So congrats on a big win.
Sorry if I went long.
No, perfect. I think for 1:15, so this is great. All right, so, I muted myself, wrong button. Probably great for some folks. Next item on the agenda is going to be the resolution for approval of the 2017-2018 operating budget. If you recall, we tabled this resolution last time or a couple meetings ago because there was an outstanding question about where the source of the funds for the expenditure on the t-shirts and the name tags and such. That has since been cleared. So everyone is clear. The expenditure comes from the previous fiscal year, not from this assembly's operating budget. So that has been clarified. But Jeremy, go ahead. If there's anything else you need to do.
Sorry. So I'm going to jump in here for Kevin since he's out. You've seen the resolution before. The operating budget is attached. We have clarified the questions from last time. Is there anything additional that anyone wants to bring up? Chris?
I had a quick question on the 600 for elections. If the elections are all online, what's the cost for?
I'm going to defer that to the elections committee if somebody's got some, the 600 for elections. I think this is also historical. This is what we've used in the past for elections. Is that correct, Ulysses?
Yes, I believe so. But also note, I think the other thing that will be different, because this cycle in the fall is electronic, but the elections that take place in the spring, candidates are given printed materials. They're given an allowance for printed materials. The office fronts that cost. So that's where that cost comes from.
Thank you.
Christine?
I have some, I don't know where to use, reservation with the proportion of the budget that's used for food for these meetings. When you look at what we do for care in comparison to what we eat, it feels a little, I don't know the words to use to describe how I feel about it. I feel like we should not be spending a third of our budget on food.
And that's, I mean, that's definitely something we can discuss, and if we decide that we want to make changes to how we make spend on food for lunches here, that would go through a resolution, and we could definitely make that change. Again, this is pretty standard historically. That of course the price goes up a little bit each year, but
I feel like we have a lot of food left over each time. I feel like we could be doing something differently. If we're only serving 300 staff lunch at the president's address, how much more could we serve if we, I mean, there just seems to me like we're making some decisions based on decisions that were made before any of us were here, and we might want to reconsider that.
I think it's definitely worth a conversation. Discussion I've been having a discussion with the Office of the Assemblies about food and preparation. We've all have for a while now on how to best do that. And I think if you have ideas on how better to handle this, it's definitely worth bringing up and talking about and potentially coming up with a resolution for change.
And note, this budget can be amended. So if there are different requests that come in, we can always change the numbers and like midstream and do a different allocation. If we collectively want to say, as you know, as Jeremy said, a resolution should be introduced. But if we collectively want to say we no longer want to serve food at these meetings, or maybe have food every other meeting instead of every meeting, or even if we want to change vendors, I mean that's totally up to this assembly to decide. I think the SA actually is probably the only assembly that doesn't order food. They do for some of their committees, but not for their general meetings. So it can be done. But that would just note you all would need to brown bag it when it comes. Well, for me it'd be breakfast, but you all would need to bring a brown bag lunch if that's what you decide. But Christine, your point is well taken, and just know that it's all up to us. Pam, you have a thought?
Just some historical perspective, because I think it was 2005. I chaired EA, and we didn't have food at those meetings at the time. On occasion, we would vote to say have food at a particular one. And then I think it, in different iterations after that, they started to do pizza and things like that. I know that Gina would say from her perspective that one of the things that she feels like is a small token that we can do, and even though it's your budgeted allocated money, is to make sure that you don't show up and just get pizza, which was what was being done before, because you are volunteering your time and there are only so many ways that we can support and acknowledge the investment of time and energy that you're putting in. And so if it's providing a nice hearty meal every 2 weeks when you come to the meeting, then that's something, you know, it's just a small way. It doesn't have to be the way. And like Ulysses said, you can choose to do it however you want, but that is the kind of the mentality presently behind it is, and again, change it however you might like, but just to have a sense of different vantage points, I guess.
And the CARE Fund is actually a new thing this year. Is that correct? Am I correct in saying that, Ulysses?
No, it's been a consistent line item. I think this is just one of the first times we've actually allocated something or given them something directly, like use it. Okay. Oh, I broke my pen. Oh, sorry. I was like, just realized something broke. Other thoughts or questions, amendments? Again, this can be amended. It's your prerogative.
I think to the food point, it would be, I mean, I just went on quickly and just said, okay, a box lunch is $8, and right there, $8 times 18 meetings, which is, I think, around what we have, that's $2,800. So that is pretty consistent. I don't know how, we probably could be a little more frugal. We probably could look at some other things. We might be able to talk to Cornell Catering, who's doing the president's address, and see if we can lump something in with them to say, hey, if we have you do this and this and our lunches for us, what could you do for us? And maybe they'll do, they're doing our box lunches for, I think, $4.50 each. So maybe they'll.
And I think that should be part of a
larger
discussion.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm very thankful for the changeover from just having pizza here. I think we should have that discussion.
Yeah, it's always the interesting conversation of, you know, you can always tell an organization's commitments from how they choose to spend their money.
Yep.
It's often a good point. Again, motions, amendments, anything at this time?
Don't see anything.
Oh, well, I'm going to move the question on the budget then. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We don't have to vote on it. If folks feel like they have legitimate reservations about the budget and wish to table it, then you can make the motion to table the budget, or we can vote on it and amend it at a later time. It's up to you. So since no one else is making a motion, I'm going to motion to move the question.
I'll move to table.
I'll second.
Okay, there's been a motion to table. It's been seconded. Is there any dissent? Or dissent to voting, by the way. That's what I meant, sorry. All right, seeing none, we're gonna vote, just placard vote, all in favor of tabling the resolution. Is there a date on this, when we wish to bring this up again, or just table indefinitely?
I don't think I'm definitely, but what's three meetings from now?
November 15th-ish.
November 15th?
Sure. Okay. At our November 15th meeting. So this is the motion on the table is to table the table resolution 4. Is this 4? Until 11:15. There's been a second to the motion, and we are now going to vote on it. So all in favor of tabling this resolution until the November 15th meeting, please raise your placards now. You may need you to do a count, because I can't.
Yep.
I can see y'all, but I can't count it.
I forgot my placard. So I have a piece of paper.
I'm also voting in favor of tabling.
We're voting to table.
You did 16?
Yep.
All those opposed to tabling.
Why not? I mean, geez, let's just get this
one. 1, 2.
16. All those who abstain.
0.
Zero. All right. By a vote 16-2-0, the resolution has been tabled until November 15th. We will bring it up. Christine and everybody else who has other reservations or concerns, if you wish to touch base with Kevin, who's really sponsoring this, and even send a new email to our brand new exec email or email address, so we can kind of confer and see if we can work something out with the budget. Sound good?
Sure.
Okay. I'm noting the time, and it's 20. I was going to say it's 10:29. It's 1:29. For folks, so I'm not going to, I think we've expired the time in our meeting. I will, Dustin, for your resolution that is up again, you leave unscathed again. For this resolution, folks, please take the time to read it. For Jeremy's resolution, I sent a note to you all, but it is open for public comment. So we've really taken the time now to make sure that everybody has access to comments. I think this goes for all of our resolutions, actually. The feature is enabled for all our resolutions. But if there are specific items that people wish to address via those comments, it's a good way to have your constituents kind of submit their thoughts on it, and you as well, beforehand. Please do touch base with the sponsors of this. I'll send out for resolution 5, so we don't have to, so you have some time to mull it over. I have some amendments. I believe I sent them to Dustin and folks, the sponsors, a while ago, but I'll send them to the rest of the group so you have some time to look at it and the kind of the rationale behind those proposed amendments. That being said, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Or other questions? I'm sorry. Before I adjourn, are there other questions? Great. There's been a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
No dissent? Better not be. Great.
Go back to work.
The rest of the day. Take care of one another. There's a lot going on. So take care of one another, please. And I hope nobody was impacted personally by the violence in Las Vegas. But thoughts to all of you. So enjoy
Thank
the
you.
Day.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
We do.
We did good.